Good morning, Pharmacy Podcast listeners of Pharmacy Podcast Nation. It is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. On Wednesday, the 17th of April, it's hump day in the middle of the week. Hope you're having a good start to the week. I want to use today to really do a call out for a group of individuals who you probably don't think about very often, but I think make a major, major impact in our profession. And these are the experiential educators in the universities across the country. These are the people who spend their days thinking about creating the pathways and the opportunities for the next generation of PharmDs entering our profession. I've had the pleasure of working with several universities, but more importantly, not working with the university, because that's just a piece of paper, the university, but the people in the experiential education departments who really show a special compassion and a special commitment to the next generation of PharmDs to make sure that they can practice at the height of their profession. I am a St. John's alumni, and I've had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Russell DeGate and Dr. Tina Kenmez and the people in the group who have all supported the initiatives for their students that really take them on a pathway to provider status. Andrea Watson, who is the individual who came to the office of Dr. Michael Goodman several years ago and said, this is a place that is a safe haven for our students. This is a place where they can learn how to become providers. So thank Andrea for your belief in RxVIP and Dr. Kenmez, who came to one of our other locations in Great Neck. You know, our pathway on education is really this similar commitment and an enhancement to your commitment to your patients. As St. John's grew with us, other universities came aboard. And I have a special call out for University at Buffalo. You know, it was different. It was kind of far away. And we had students who just wanted to, maybe they lived on Long Island and maybe they, you know, were family around here. And all of a sudden, the University at Buffalo became a very, very supportive and a very big part of our experiential education. And the students who came were very, very, they were just great. They inspired me. Not that St. John's didn't. I love the students there. But they just seemed to bring a spirit. Maybe it's the snow up there. And I had the opportunity to work with the team up there, both from an IPI standpoint, Pam and Chris Jordan, for the Appies, and then I had the opportunity on several occasions before he left to speak to Pete Brody, who really was an individual who believed in RxVIP to create an innovative remote Appy as an elective for pharmacogenetics and our care coordination. So I thank Pete. I don't know where he is. He's probably out there doing some good things for our profession. But I also wanted to announce, and we were heard about this just the other day, that Dr. Richard Obrokta has now joined the University at Buffalo faculty effective July 1st as the clinical associate professor and the new director of experiential education. You know, I look forward to working with Dr. Obrokta to kind of share the vision of how we can offer more value-based educational pathways to his students. He completed his BS in pharmacy at University at Buffalo and went on to complete his PharmD at Ohio Northern. And he served as the Director of Experiential Education at St. John Fisher from 2006 to 2008 as Assistant Dean for Student Affairs at that university also from 2008 to 2013. So, you know, we're very, very excited that he's joined the University at Buffalo team because his contributions will, I'm sure, align with the school's mission to grow the experiential educational program and the community partnerships to make them even stronger. And that's an area that I look forward to speaking with to Dr. Obrokta because we are moving into the communities and neighborhoods where our universities are. On Friday, there was an announcement that we have signed on with Nova Southeastern. I keep calling them Nova Southeast. I've been very bad. Apologies to that university. It will be Nova Southeastern going forward, or NSU, so that I don't mess it up. But Renee Jones, who is also in that experiential educational department, and her team, Matt, who I met remotely on a call, The individuals there are so committed to the students that it inspires me to do more as RxVIP. So hopefully as RxVIP reaches more national universities, and we just started regional here with the people in our neighborhood and Toro and St. John's, and we work with Creighton University at Arizona now. So, you know, we're going a little bit further than I originally anticipated, but I love it because these students inspire me and we create educational pathways that they like. And they really get inspired by the things that we're offering them in pharmacogenetics, in care coordination, and being able to work at the point of care with physicians and collaborate to become that continuity care provider as part of the care team. So if I'm missing anybody who I talked to, Dr. Robert Di Gregorio has been a wonderful strategic relationship with RxVIP. We have a fellowship program with LIU where Michelle Liu has worked with us this year. It's been an extraordinarily positive situation for us, working with Dr. Jason Cavallina here and our students. So, you know, we are an education. We're not rxvip.edu, but we believe that we are an extension of the experiential educational departments of all of the universities that we have the pleasure of working with. So I want to thank everybody, and I want to say sometimes Wednesday, that hump day, you get over the hump. You get over the hump of our profession to give our students of pharmacy pathways that they enjoy, pathways that will allow them to practice at the heights of their diplomas as well as their license. So this is Ken Sternfeld for The Daily Dose. It is Wednesday, April 17th. Have a wonderful day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.